are calling. Oh, come to the church on the
for the meeting of the little country church of Hollywood, good friends. The doors of the little church are standing wide open. Color or creed don't mean nothing in this little shrine, because we're all God's children, and he loves each and every one of us. Come on in and know that you're welcome. I can't imagine why the parson slipped off so early this morning from the parsonage. I've been a-listening through these wires to Sister Hopkins a-talking to herself. I don't think she understands the parson's leaving this morning without saying goodbye to her. Well, maybe you can figure it out. It seems like Sister Sarah's a-setting in the parsonage parlor, a-waiting for the parson to show up. Yep, that's her a-talking to herself.
Sure isn't like him. Might be now his buggy broke down. But then why'd he drive off without saying a word? I was a-talking across the back fence to Sister Jeff Potlock's, and Josiah was right there by the lot gate. That's the last I saw of him. Yonder he comes, driving along mighty peaceful-like. He doesn't know I'm a-looking at him through this parlor window. Yeah, he's stopping for me at the front gate. Oh, well, I reckon I might as well go on out there and start on to church. But the ridiculous idea of him now sneaking off like he did. It might be, though, that he went down to see that Betts boy showing off on his horse at the store.
Hello, honey. You ready?
Am I ready? Where have you been, Josiah Hopkins?
I ain't late, Emma.
Oh, it ain't that. What made you sneak off early this morning, me needing you here so bad to help me?
I didn't sneak off, honey. Wait a minute. Let me cut these wheels for you. Dan Hopkins, you get around there. You know Sayers are getting in. Yeah, you see, I just remembered, honey, about Buck Betts telling me that he was going to ride that pitching horse of his, and you know, down there in front of the store this morning.
So that's where you went.
Get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I heard you and Sister Potlock's talking. Get up. Oh. Yeah, I knew you two women didn't want to leave the housework and go on down there and watch Buck just ride a horse.
So you heard me and Lizzie Potlock's talking, did you? Oh, I see. You heard it.
The funniest thing happened down
there. Well, never mind about the funny things.
Oh.
You heard me tell Sister Potlock that I was planning to have you take the mattresses out in the yard to air them, didn't you?
Yes,
sir. That's all clear to me now. So your memory got awful good all of a sudden about Buck Betts and his wild horse.
Well, honey, hearing about you, you know, talking there, saying something about me having to tote them mattresses all over the yard, of course, that might have hoped me to remember about the horse riding.
Josiah, I'm surprised at you. Stop down here just a minute. Ooh. I want to get this all settled before we get to church. You know, it was your sneaking off that bothers me.
I never snuck off nowheres, honey. You and Sister Potlock's was busy talking over the fence now, wasn't you?
Yes.
Of course you was. All I done was drive off to the crossroad store for just a little while. That's all I done, too.
Well, did you aim to try to get out of airing the mattresses?
Well, how could I get out of airing them? I just put it off till after we come back from the church. Sure, I aim there out the mattresses. Got no other notion. But you know how I do abominate messing around with mattresses. You can't get no purchase on them, honey, when you go to pick them up.
But somebody's got to do it.
Well,
you don't expect me to tote the mattresses out there and lay them out in the sun, do you?
Now, honey, here's the sum and substance of the whole mattress business. You know what happened the last time we aired out the mattresses.
Yes, I know. You fell down the back steps and hurt yourself pretty bad.
Yeah, I reckon I did, and tore my britches, too. So I didn't want to run no risk just before meeting today. Now wasn't I right?
Well, you might be.
Well, of course I was. Now I'm set and determined to air the mattresses out for you just as soon as I can get back from the church.
Oh, well, that's all right. Forget about it. What was the funny thing you started to tell me while
get
ago?
Get up there. Oh, yeah. Get up there. Yeah, about Buck. You know the reason Buck rode the wild horse down there, don't you?
Oh, showing off before the crowd, I reckon.
Well, it's sort of that, only it was specially for that Pearl girl.
Oh.
Oh, you know Babe Pearl, that
oh,
city girl.
Oh, sure, I know.
Yeah, she's Finest's cousin, you see. She's his mom's sister's daughter.
Yeah, well, has she turned Buck's head?
Well, she did have his head turned. Yeah, he was hog wild about her. Yeah, so he brung his horse down there to show off, you see. He knowed she was coming down there to get a mail.
Yeah.
Get up there. So Buck, he rid on the horse's neck, and then he rid under the horse's belly, and he might and I rid out on the horse's tail. Yeah, then what you reckon that city girl said to Buck when he was through?
There ain't no telling. She's
get
awful green about country ways.
Well, she says to Buck, she says, that ain't nothing. I rode a horse that very way the first time I ever got on one.
Will you look where you're going, Josiah?
I see the bump there. Look what you're doing, Dan. Slow down there. You know Dan's tickled over that horse, too.
I reckon that took Buck down.
Ooh, just about run him. Ooh, boy.
Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, is shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Well, how are you?
Well, howdy, folks. Glad to see you all.
About so-so, I reckon. Same old 7-6. I got a number right in my mind I want you all to sing before I forget it. It's 116. I surrender all. Lovely peace, that is. Lovely piece and brings back a lot of tender memories hearing little children singing it. You remember last year at the Children's Day, they all sung it dressed in the little white dresses and the ribbon. You know, the Lord was awful fond of children. He said several times nice things about them. But I reckon one of the sweetest things he ever said was there in Luke in the 18th chapter in the 16th verse where he reached down and picked them up and put his hands all over me and said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Every time I read that brings back a thing that happened there at Verdun. Yeah, I reckon that was about one of the stirringest places there was during that World War they had across the waters there. Yeah, they fit there, I'm telling you, backwards and forwards. And one night, past the fellas was sitting around there in one of them dugout places, you know, it's kind of a hole down in the ground. Feller who'd been out on one of them details. Oh, there's a detail for this and a detail for that. And his was the mopping up detail. A lot of them fellas never did get back. They got mopped up. He come in, about half of them had been killed off. But it seems that he got in an old house out there, had been shot to pieces, and what you reckon he found? I see it there in his hand. Little bitty thing. It looks a little and so helpless. It was a little shiny doll. And you know what had happened? One of them shells that bust and tears up things so had tore off one of that doll's legs. And the sawdust was leaking out. Well, so that fella toted that little wounded doll just like he'd carried a wounded man. And he was standing there with it, and his lip was a-trembling. I took one look. I just couldn't stand it. I turned off. I thought about Sarah and the five children back home, and the general, he come by, and he took the lemonade. Off he went. He never thought about saluting nobody. Nobody never thought about saluting him. They're looking at that wounded dog. Well, night, come on. Well, the shelling sort of got quieted down. And I just happened to go over there and see the crowd of fellas are talking, and you know they're still looking at that little dog with the sawdust leaking out of that wounded leg. And one feller said, this ain't no place for that little tore-up thing. Says, I don't feel like we're fitting to touch it. Let's send it back and see if we can't get it away from all this war and this killing and all this. You know what I thought of? Wouldn't it be a grand thing if there was some way to pick up little children and lift them up above the shot and shell, all the terrible things of the world? You see, that's what the Lord had in his mind when he reached down and picked them up. Goodbye, neighbors. There's a lots of things that I ain't sure of, but there's one thing I sure am certain of, that the Lord looks down in tenderness on all the little children the world around. Well, goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.